Order, 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 order. The House will come to order immediately. Are there any select committee reports?
On Wednesday, the Finance and Expenditure Committee heard submissions on a bill that will increase taxes for tobacco. One submission in favour of the bill was from Smoke-Free Coalition Director Prudence Stone.
Pricing tobacco out of the market is the single most effective measure to reduce tobacco consumption.
But committee member New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters questioned whether the measures would benefit Māori.
You're talking about a people at the bottom of the economic ladder of this country who are hard up against it with rising costs everywhere and extraordinarily difficulty trying to pay their budgets, and you're suggesting a wagon gate increase on one of their items, which I suggest is going to seriously damage Māori families, Māori youth, and that they will not get the supply of essentials if you make those costs out of the reach.
Prudence Stone insisted price rises would deter smokers.
There is rigorous evidence to show that there's basically a format of decision-making that goes through a smoker's mind. One, it's time to quit. 80% of the smoking population tell us they wish they had never started and they want to quit. And that's Māori, that's Polynesian, that's Pākehā, that's everybody has that first. It's time to quit. This is an incentive. They're wanting those incentives from government.
Also making a submission was Māori Party co-vice president Ken Mair, who fielded this question from National Party committee member John Hayes.
Is there a danger, do you think, of pushing the price so high you encourage people to grow their own tobacco?
Ken Mair didn't agree.
My understanding is it's extremely hard to grow tobacco.
Although gardening expert turned National MP Maggie Berry, who sits on the committee, said it was actually one of the easiest plants to grow.
Perhaps extremely easy to grow.
Back now to the purpose of the bill with Ken Mair.
Excise tax has been shown to be the most effective incentive to people giving up smoking. The Māori Party agrees with the intent of the legislation insofar as the measures imposed will result in progress toward the goal of being smoke-free by 2025.
Māori Party co-vice president Ken Mair making a submission on the Customs and Excise Tobacco Products Budget Measures Amendment Bill to the Finance and Expenditure Committee on Wednesday. The following day, Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley appeared before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee and outlined efforts being made to get New Zealand a seat on the UN Security Council.
I think the Security Council campaign is going well, but it is fair to say that we have a tough race on our hands. We are up against two much larger and better resourced opponents, Spain and Turkey. And in the 2.5 years that we have before the vote, the size disparity is going to be something that's going to count against us, which is why New Zealand has started early and quite assertively.
Mr. McCulley admitted the odds were against New Zealand.
We are a small country, therefore amongst the majority of small countries that are being squeezed out increasingly of Security Council representation as the larger countries that feel that they are underweighted by comparison with the permanent members seek more and more frequent terms, Turkey being a case in point to our disadvantage. But bear in mind that we've got a lot of natural allies with all of the other smaller countries at the UN being similarly affected by this sort of dynamic.
Mr. McCulley said there were lines to be drawn over how far the government would go to get a place on the council.
We're not going to try and buy our way onto the Security Council with either policy changes or with cash. And I think it's fair to say that there is a view held by some that unless you have a large sum of money allocated to the task, particularly in the aid area, then it's difficult, if not impossible, to win a seat on the Security Council. I think that's wrong. I think that we should try and prove that we can win a seat in the right way.
Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCulley speaking to the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee considering funding for his ministry. Also this week, the Finance and Expenditure Committee heard from Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Minister Gerry Brownlee.
I just want to reflect on the last 12 months since we were here. At that time, Roger had just newly been appointed, and since that time, he's gathered around him a pretty impressive team of people inside CERA who are now, I think, in a very strong operational role, and they have an ethos inside the department that is very much about getting things done.
And the Education and Science Committee heard from Education Minister Hekia Parata.
Education in Budget 2012 has been increased to its highest ever by a further $511.9 million to a total of $9.6 billion. This has occurred despite the ongoing challenges of the global financial crisis and our own domestic ones in terms in particular of Canterbury.
Education Minister Hekia Parata speaking to the Education Committee considering funding for her ministry. That was one of 12 committee meetings held this week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.